Good morning, church family.
早安, 弟兄姐妹。
Well, summer has finally arrived. What is this, the second day in a row it hasn't rained? Something like that.
夏天终于来到了, 今天是, 连续第二天没有下雨。
Because we're going to be, just as was read out of the Word, we're going to be in Colossians this morning. So if you'd like to turn in your own Bibles or on your smart device, you can turn to Colossians chapter 2.
刚刚读的经文在哥罗西书第二章，你们有圣经的话，就请你打开在这里。
This morning we're going to go back to the fundamentals.
今天我们要讲到一些基本的东西。
So many times in life, that's the advice or the counsel that's given to us is to go back to those fundamentals.
在我们日常生活里面，常常有一些顾问啊，这些懂的人。
Even for the highest level of athletes, many times they are told, you need to work, you need to go back to the basics and work on the fundamentals.
就是最顶尖的竞技里面，比赛运动比赛里面，这些运动员常常会说，告诉他说，你要努力的操练你的基本动作。
My dad was a helicopter pilot. In the army.
我父亲以前在陆军里面开驾驶直升机。
Anyone shared with me, in cases of emergencies, you have to have, as a pilot, you have to have the fundamentals inside of you. You have to know them automatically.
我父亲告诉我，在那个紧急状况的时候呢，一个驾驶员呢，需要有一些那所有的基本的东西都要熟悉在心里面。
I have had the opportunity to go skydiving a couple times in my life.
我过去呢有一两次机会呢去做高空跳伞。
One day I went on Mother's Day. So I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know. I wasn't thinking about my mom.
有一次呢，我母亲节的那一天我去做高空跳伞，但是我也不知道我在想什么，我不是想了我要想到我的妈妈，不是的。
So my dad. Myself and my sister, we all went up in a plane and jumped out of a plane while my mom watched on Mother's Day from below.
那一天呢，我的父亲还有我的姐妹都到飞机上面准备跳伞，但是我妈妈在地上看我们跳伞。
We spent half the day in the morning training for our jump.
我们呢，早上呢半天的时间呢，就是受训练。
And I distinctly remember my instructor who he had had over 1,000 jumps. Okay.
我记得他有跳伞超过1,000次。
And he said, you know what, it is almost never first time jumpers who are in fatal accidents. Almost never.
他说，这个几乎呢，从来没有说那个初次跳伞的人跳出意外。
He said, "So often it is the seasoned jumpers who get into accidents."
常常是反而是那些跳伞老手呢，是跳出意外了。
He said, "The reason why is that after so many jumps, they get too comfortable. They get too comfortable and they become complacent."
因为他们跳了很多次的跳伞，他们觉得这是很平常的事情，他们觉得是没有危险。
Yeah, they've had so many successful jumps that they have become careless.
他们跳过那么多次伞都很成功，他们就慢慢的就疏忽了。
And he said, you know what, every single time I go up in the plane, I review in my mind what I would do in various emergencies. He said, every single time I go up.
那个教练说，我每次上飞机的时候呢，上去的时候，我每一次都要把这些情况、紧急状况呢，在我的脑袋里面过一遍。
He would go through, like, you're taught, like, what to do if you have two chutes, right? There's two chutes in your pack. He would remember what to do if his first chute does not open, okay? He has to go back to his backup chute.
通常我们跳伞的人上去的时候呢，都会背两副伞。那他就会想说，我要是第一副主伞呢没有打开怎么办
？Or what to do if your lines get tangled up as your chute deploys？
或者你的伞的那个线绳子呢，如果纠缠在一起的话，怎么办
？What he would do is he would go through every single emergency and he would visualize in his head exactly what he would do.
所以他对每一样的紧急状况的发生的情况呢，他都在脑子里面默想，好像亲眼看着这个事情怎么发生的。
Even though he had over 1,000 jumps.
即使他已经跳过上千次的跳伞。
He told us.The best way to protect yourself is to know the fundamentals.
他说，最好保护你的就是你要完全的熟悉基本的动作。
In our passage this morning, the Apostle Paul, he's writing to the Colossians, and he brings the Colossians back to the gospel, back to the fundamentals.
今天我们早上的经文呢，就是使徒保罗呢，对这个哥林多的信徒呢。把哥林多信徒带回到福音的基本上面。
He's writing them because the church is experiencing some cultural pressures, and he's writing them to remind them about Christ and the cross. Because if he can remind them of that, it will be their best defense against being pulled away from the Lord.
那时候呢，这个教会呢，有一些外来的文化的压力。那保罗呢就告诉哥林多信徒说耶稣以及十字架的基本，这样子就使得教会不会被这些外面的事情拖走了。
So this morning, what I want to do is I want to give you a warning, an encouragement, and then three things God has accomplished in Christ.
今天早上我要跟大家分享这个神的一个保罗讲的一个警告。一个勉励，还有三样事情是在神在耶稣上面成就的事。
Okay, here starts. Let's start with the warning. Here it comes. It's verse 8 in your Bibles. Verse 8, chapter 2, verse 8. It says this: Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ.
他说第八节说你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
Okay, just a quick reminder, Epaphras, who started the church, has told Apostle Paul, while Paul is in prison, that the church in Colossae is overall, it's doing well.
那时候呢保罗在监狱里面一个叫以巴弗的人呢，就去探访他，告诉他这个哥罗西这个教会呢，一般情况都很好，但是呢
But there were some messages that the church is hearing from the surrounding culture, like we do, that's tempting the church to possibly waver from their love of Jesus.
但是呢，那时候呢，在教会里面有一些外面的一些学问或者是思想，把这个教会慢慢要从耶稣旁边拉开。
And so this is what Paul is addressing. He is addressing these empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense. And so the question is for us: is what was it? What was the church at this time in Colossae? This church.What were they hearing?
那时候讲到就是说一些理学，就是一些空洞的哲学，还有一些妄言，就是一些很多人在批评一些话。那我们要讲的就是这两件事情到底是什么呢
？And so, based on God's word, what we can see in the book of Colossians, and also what we've studied from the time, we can discern that there are two influences that were kind of pulling the church.
我们看看这个哥罗西书的内容，以及那时候希腊罗马那时候地区的一些外面的思潮。那我们可以看到有两个思潮影响要把这个教会从耶稣旁边拉开。
All right, let's take a look at these. The first one was a form of polytheism. Okay, polytheism.
第一个呢就是说那时候有一种形式的多神主义。
See, at this time, this church, back then, there were many gods. You know, back in ancient times, everyone had a god. There was no atheist. Everyone had gods, or gods.
在那个时候呢，就是早就是历史上那个时候，世界上不管是谁呢，都有一个神或者是很多很多神，没有无神论的。
And so these new Christians, they grew up as children and young adults, worshiping various Greek and Roman gods.
所以这些新的哥罗西的信徒呢，他们在年轻的时候，小孩年轻成长的时候呢，他们是拜一些希腊和罗马的一些众神。
And so what the church would do is they grew up with these gods, and these various gods governed different parts of their life, different areas of their lives.Okay, so that's why you took on a particular god to worship this god, because it governed a portion of your life.
那时候那些希腊罗马人拜的神呢，众神呢，每一个神都有不同的管的不同的领域，所以呢，他们就是拜这些神呢，管各管不同的领域。
So, if you wanted to be prosperous, if you wanted to be wealthy, you would take on Hermes, okay?
那时候如果你想要发财的话，你就会拜希腊的财神叫 Hermes。
Or if you wanted success in relationships and love, you would take on the god of Aphrodite。
或者你想要得到爱情的话，你就拜那时候的爱神叫Amadadis。
And so one of the problems was at this time at this church was that the church was being told this message of, yeah, you can have Jesus as your god. Go ahead.Why don't you just add Jesus to Hermes and Aphrodite? Why don't you just add this another god?
所以那时候就有一个讲法说，对，那你要信基督就信基督没有问题。那为什么不像把这个基督加到这个我们的财神或者爱神上面去，多了一个神就是了。
And church, I want to tell you that this is still an issue for the church today.
弟兄姐妹们，我要告诉你们，这样的想法，这样还是一个问题，在今天我们的教会还是这样同样的问题。
We still have this temptation now. We don't, we're not tempted to worship Aphrodite or Hermes. We don't have other gods like that.
我们今天呢，不会想说要去拜这个Hermes or Aphrodite, 因为不一样的时候了。
But oftentimes we do have gods.From how we were raised, either in our family or in our culture, that we still pay homage to.
但是呢，我们还有一些神呢，是我们在成长的时候，在我们家庭或在文化里面，这些神呢，到我们今天呢，还在我们心里面。
And it makes sense. It makes sense. It makes sense. Growing up, wherever you come from, whatever country you grow up in, that you naturally worship or pay attention to.The gods that your family or your culture raised you to pay attention to.
Yeah, 这是很自然的事情。不管你是从什么家庭，或者是从哪个国家来的，你呢很自然的就会在你的生活里面继续呢拜那些你家庭还有文化带来的一些神。
I was talking to a friend last week as we watched our sons. My son Zach, he plays soccer.
上礼拜呢我跟一个朋友呢
and her son and my son are our friends and they're at this camp together.
上礼拜呢我一个跟一个朋友看一场我们孩子的足球赛，他的儿子跟我的儿子呢是同一个球队。
And she was noticing, because she was not raised in the United States, she was noticing how highly valued sports are in America.How they are raised up at a high level in America.
这个妈妈呢是她不是她是外她不是在美国生的，所以她就是非常就是说就讲到这个美国人呢对这运动非常重视。
Some of you have told me the same thing as I've talked to you. Like, well, when you grew up, we just didn't have we had sports, but we didn't play it like we do here. Sports is such a high value here. She said it's more so than Korea.And more so than in China, it's just raised up here in America.
对，有些弟兄姐妹也告诉我说，哎，我们以前也打球也运动，但是没有像在美国这么厉害。他说，这边对运动重视的程度呢，比在韩国、在中国都要高得多。
And you can tell that it's raised up. The reason why you can tell that sports are raised up in America is because the amount of money that goes into sports.
你可以看到，对美国人对这个运动有多重视，你看看他们花多少钱在这个运动上面就知道了。
Many parents in America put their kids in sports with the hope that they will excel in some way.
很多家长就把他孩子送到那个运动的营那个运动那个训练营去，希望他们就可以成功。
I can tell that sports is a high value because of the way that people interact during sports.
我可以想到运动很有价值，因为队员在运动的时候互相有来往。
I coach my son's soccer team, and last weekend I had a parent from the opposing team come up to me. It was not good news.
我是我儿子的那个足球队的教练就踢的足球队的教练。那上礼拜呢，有一个对方的一个球员的家长来找我，这不少事情。
This parent was angry with me that I was allowing some of our defense to slip across into the offense, cross the halfway line. He said, "You got to do better, coach. You got to do better. You're allowing some of the defense to go into the offense."
这个家长呢跑来跟我讲说，教练，你的球队里面那些有一些防守的球员呢。越过中线去打进攻了，去进攻了。他说：“教练，你这是违规的，你要好好的管教你的球队。”
I look back at it now, but I mean, he was genuinely angry with me. And these are 5 to 7 year olds, 5 to 7 year olds who are playing.
我就想说，这个人真是非常对我非常生气，他是非常非常非常严厉非常就是说一定要把事情解决，但是想一想小事情啊，这是5岁到7岁小孩子的球队。
And in this league, people aren't even keeping track of score. It's a league that is not competitive. But I can tell you, when you see it, all of you see it. You see in America how sports is just one of those. It's one of those gods. It's one thing that's raised up. It's a high value in America.
你想一想这个我们这个球队这个比赛呢，也没有人去计分。将来这也不是说要什么比赛出什么大不了的事情，但是呢从这个小事情就看到说美国人对这个运动呢有重视到什么程度。
See, and it's just like that, like the people in Colossae, they had a hard time not being captured. They grew up with high values of these gods, and they had a hard time of like on, can we just release these gods? Can we just let go of these? Even though the culture around us says these are important. Same with America. You know, sometimes it's like, hey, when I look at Zach, I'm like, I can let that go. Zach doesn't have to go on a scholarship. He doesn't have to be a professional soccer player. He doesn't have to win the games all the time, right? It's a high value in America, but whatever you grew up with, sometimes it's something that holds you because the culture raises it up.
这个这个美国的运动呢，看运动就像一个神一样。那同样的，这个哥罗西的人呢，他想到说，我们以前在成长，我们在以前拜的这些神呢，这些神，我们就像抓着他不要放一样。这美国人呢，你看到这些他想到是这些运动呢，可以为他带来奖学金，为他带来成功，为他带来钱。那他就想到说，这样子把他抓得紧紧不放的。
And like Colossae, oftentimes what happens is we're like, well.We won't let go, but we'll just add Jesus on, right? So sometimes for the church, sometimes for God's people, Jesus becomes, he's an add-on. You know, I'll still hold on to these values, the things that the culture raises up, but Jesus will be, we'll just add him in to the mix.
一样的，这个就像那个哥罗西这些人呢，他们抓住他们以前旧的神，然后希望把耶稣加上去变成多一个神。一样的，我们今天的教会呢，也有很多我们过去抓的紧紧的不放的东西，一些活动啊，那些文化，现在就想说我们把耶稣就放到上面多加了一个。
And this might be one of the questions that you want to ask yourself this morning, as you hear this message: Is there any gods, right? Any things that were raised that were highly valued, just like the Colossae, the church in Colossae that was their background that they grew up? Is there anything that you need to let go of?You're like, no, I can just release that. I've taken on Jesus as my Lord now, so I can just let go.
今天教会弟兄姐妹我就问你们看看，你们想想你们在你们的成长的过程中，在你现在在你们心里面有没有这些东西你还抓得紧紧的，就像那个哥罗西的人他把这些绳抓着一样不放，你们有没有这些东西要抓着你应该放掉的。
So this was one of the pressures. This is one of the pressures that the church was hearing, is to take Jesus on, add Jesus on, or worship these other gods. The other one was coming from the Jewish Christians.
这我们刚刚讲到了，这个第一个压力哥罗西教会面临的压力，就是这个他们原来有神，现在要把耶稣加上去，多了一个神。但是另外一个压力呢，就是从犹太人来的。
So there were Jewish Christians in the area of this church, and these were, again, remember, these were non-Jews that Paul is writing to, and these Jewish Christians also were speaking into the ear of the church.
那时候呢，在哥罗西教会里面，主要是哥罗西的信徒，保罗写信给哥罗西这些信徒。但是那时候呢，这个地区呢，也有一些犹太人的基督徒，他慢慢也就慢慢的来到这个哥罗西教会。
And the message that they were whispering, that they were telling into the church was, in order to complete your commitment to the Messiah, you need to follow some of the laws of the Torah.
这些人犹太基督徒呢，就慢慢的在教会里面跟这些哥罗西的信徒慢慢的说，你如果要完全跟就是说相信弥赛亚的话，你要也除了相信耶稣以外，你还要遵守律法的规定。
So, for example, they wanted these new Christians in Colossae to keep the prescribed diet of the Torah.
例如说，他们要这些哥罗西的信徒去遵守犹太的饮食习惯。
They wanted them to observe some of the Jewish holidays.
他们要哥罗西信徒去守犹太的节期。
And they wanted these Gentile Christians to be circumcised like they were.
他们也要哥罗西的信徒呢去行割礼，然后
And you know, and if I stand in the shoes of those Jews who had a long background, it makes complete sense. I understand why the Jews would say to these Christians, "This is what you need to do in order to be a part of the community of God's people."
你想想，从这个犹太人基督徒的观点来看的话，这也有一些道理。他们就成长的过程，就是他们长大就是遵守犹太的就遵守律法，所以他们就把这些带到教会里面来。
For most Jews in the first century, circumcision was a fundamental, a basic identification, a badge, if you will, of identification of being part of God's people.
在第一世纪的时候呢，这个犹太人受割礼呢，这是一个犹太人的一个印记或身份证。
For hundreds of years, God had commanded the Israelites to be separate. I want you, church, he'd say to God, his people, I want you to be separate, okay? I want you to be standing out.
几百年来，神给犹太人诫命说，我要你们分别开来。
And that's just one of the things that circumcision did. It separated them from the unbelievers or the heathen who worshiped other gods. Circumcision made them separate and different.
这个割礼呢，就是一个分别的方式，在这个犹太人在这个外邦人里面生活，混在一起，但是割礼让他们分别出来。
And therefore, when they're speaking to the church, these Christians, they assume the same thing. They're like, hey, if you're not circumcised, you're not part of the people. If you're not part of God's people, you don't have salvation. If you don't have salvation, you're not part of the church. So that's why the Jewish Christians are like, you have to be circumcised. You have to, that way you're part of God's community.
他们这些犹太人对哥罗西的信徒讲说，是你们要要属于神的国度的话，你们必须要接受周割礼，才会变成神的，进入神的大家庭，这样子你们才会得到救恩。如果你们不接受不行割礼的话，那你们就不会得到救恩。
So their message was yes, Jesus Christ, He is the Messiah.You need to accept him, receive him. Yes, absolutely. But also, in order to receive salvation and be a part of God's people, you've got to be circumcised.
所以呢他们给他们的信息就说是的如果你要得到救恩你必须相信弥赛亚耶稣但是呢之外你还要去接受割礼这样子你才能够进到神的大家庭然后你能够得到救恩
The message that was coming across and the message sometimes that the church even now you visit various churches that can come across is that you need Jesus and you need to do this you need to follow it up you need to add to Jesus you need to add this for lifeAnd salvation. Go to various churches, visit churches. Sometimes you will feel, you will sense, you will feel in church that it is, yes, follow Jesus, but also you must do A, B, C, D, E, and F in order to have salvation, to be one of us.
这样的事情在今天呢，如果你到不同的教会去看的时候呢，或者去拜访不同的教会，你就会看到有些教会呢，他也会讲说你要得到救恩你必须接受耶稣还有你必须做到这些事情有一样两样三样四样五样六样事情这些你要做到你才能够得到救恩
And so it's easy to be drawn into kind of a religiosity
这样呢就容易被卷进一些有宗教狂热的那个态度里面去
The reason why is that our cultureis a performance-based culture. And so automatically, when we're a performance-based culture, when we live in America, when we live in the context that we do, automatically, sometimes that performance base bleeds into how we think and how we relate to God.
在我们这个社会，美国这个社会呢，是非常重视表现的一个社会。我们在活在这里面，不管在很多地方，慢慢的你就慢慢的受这些表现的影响到你的脑袋里面去。
Right. At the younger generation, when I talk with the younger generation, of course, being in high school, we're talking about test scores. That's how the measurement is your test scores, right?
对，所以你看看年轻人今天的高中生、中学生，他们就会让人家去看就是说他别人就怎么样去评估他呢？去看他的考试成绩。
Every job in the corporate world has an annual performance review.
你们在公司上班，每个公司都有年度的评估报告。
So sometimes it's hard. It's hard to get off the treadmill of performance and thinking that our life in Christ is.We have to earn. We have to somehow earn or keep, earn our heavenly calling into heaven.
这有点像你的生活就像在跑步机上面跑步一样，你永远是想说你要做什么，做什么，做什么，才能够得到神的认可。
We may ask ourselves, are we performing at the level that we ought to be performing at as Christians?
你会想说，我们是不是我们的表现是不是合乎神给我们的期望？
But that is not how the gospel of Jesus Christ is presented.
但是呢，福音并不是这样子的。
Here comes the warning, okay? Here comes the warning, the thinking that is seeping in to the church in Colossae.
现在这样子，我们就看到说，我们看就是这个是一个警告。
And here, in the same way, here's the warning for us. Don't allow the culture's worldview and values to pull you away.From your love of Jesus.
就是说这个警告就是说我们不要让世俗的世界观以及价值观来影响到你把你从对耶稣的爱脱开。Mm-hmm.
Just like the Colossians, you may need to let some of the gods that you grew up with, you may need to let them go in order for your heart to fully engage with Jesus.
就像保罗对这个哥罗西的人讲，你们必须把你们成长里面带进来的这些神呢抛弃，然后能够跟神呢跟耶稣呢合在一起。
Or church, just like the church in Colossae, you may need to rethink the way you think about Jesus as a simple add-on.It's a simple like part of your life instead of going, no, he's the center. He's everything. Everything else comes under Him. Everything else is under the umbrella of Jesus Christ in my life.
就是像不要像这个哥罗西人一样，他们把这个耶稣呢当作多了一个神，加在他们原来神身上面。我们今天我们要看看我们的生活，我们要不要想说耶稣只是我们生活的一部分，要把他耶稣当作生活的中心，所有其他事情都是在这下面的。
Paul even addresses this back in verse 6. He says, "Just as you, church, have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord." He understands that this church has temptation to be drawn by these other gods that they used to have. He's like, "No, but you've accepted Jesus as your Lord."
这个保罗在前面的第六节讲到，他说是说你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵主而行。你们已经接受了耶稣了。
I wanted to tell that soccer mom I was standing next to. We were watching our kids, and I could tell she was thinking like, "Oh, I need to have my son. Sports is so important. I need to have my son like excel and to move forward in sports." But I wanted to tell her. I wanted to say to her, "It doesn't matter. It's not going to matter in the end."
这个那个我的儿子那个朋友的妈妈，那个足球妈妈，她要跟我讲说这个运动。非常重要，他要希望他儿子变成一个很杰出的一个球员。我就跟他讲说这个没有无关紧要，不重要的。
In the end, God is not going to ask your son if he's on a travel team or what level of soccer that he reached. God's not going to ask him. It's not going to matter.
这个那一天到来的时候呢，这个神不会问说。他的儿子是不是被选入代表队，或者是他的足球踢得多好，这个不重要。
Right, so it may take some work on your part. It may take some work, meaning it may take some work to look back, just like I did with sports in America that's raised up, to look back at your family and how you're raised. It may take some work to go, wait, is there anything that I am raising up?That I just need to let go from my past that I need to let go of.
就像我是在这个国家，在这个文化里面被就是长大的，是对运动非常重视，当神一样。啊，我要问问你们，像你们在你们成长的过程里面，在你们的家庭或在周遭的环境里面，有没有让你今天带着一些神还在抓在手上，要把他们抛弃掉？ Yeah.
That was the warning. Here comes the encouragement. Look with me in verse 9.
刚讲到这个警告，现在我们看看这个勉励。那我们来看第九节。
For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. When you came to Christ, you are circumcised.But not by a physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead.
第九节说，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
So Paul doesn't spend a whole lot of time deconstructing the empty philosophies of the culture around him. He's like, I don't need to spend... In the book of Galatians, he spends a lot more time deconstructing some of the Jewish arguments for circumcision. He spends more time, he spends more emphasis on the book of Galatians. And here in Colossians, he must have felt that perhaps the Colossians weren't as much of a risk. Okay?
这个保罗呢，在这边也没有花很多时间来分析评论这个这些空洞的哲学以及虚妄的言语，但在另外一本书他也花比较多时间，但是这边呢他没有。
But instead, He's like, I don't need to spend time deconstructing all that stuff. Instead, let's go take a look at who you are, what has happened in Christ Jesus.
我们只要看看他讲的时候，你要看看你是什么样的人，然后在耶稣里面发生了什么事情。
The surrounding culture at that time was telling them to keep on worshiping the Greek and Roman gods.
那时候呢，周遭的环境呢，就是要告诉他们说，你们要继续拜这些希腊罗马的众神。
And the Jewish believers were telling them they need to be circumcised in addition to having Jesus.
那个犹太人基督徒呢，就告诉他们说，你们不只要信耶稣，还要受割礼才能得到救恩。
Well, Paul says, no, you know what, church, you need nothing else. You lack nothing else. In Jesus Christ, you are complete. You are fulfilled. You are full. You are made whole. In Him alone, you have a complete fullness.
但是保罗告诉他们说，这些没有的，不需要这些，只有在耶稣里面，你就跟他就有能够有救恩，你就得到完全，得到满足，再得到一切的丰盛。
I think in one of our songs that we sang, Good Good Father, there was a line that was saying, it was talking about searching. Everyone is searching. Everyone else around us is searching. We were once searching, looking for that something to bring fullness or completeness or wholeness. And everybody around us, the whole world, is looking for something. They are searching for that which completes and fills them.
刚刚我们唱的歌里面有一句话说，我们在找，寻找，寻找。今天呢，世界上所有的人，弟兄姐妹，我们都在寻找，寻找，希望找到一样东西，能够让我们得到满足，得到完全的。
And I tell you that our culture makes hundreds, maybe thousands of suggestions of how we might be filled. Many, many suggestions of how you can be made whole.
我们在这个外面的世界文化里面或是社会里面有成千上百的这个这些提议，怎么样说我们可以找到这个一些东西能够让我们得到满足或者到完满。
And so what Paul is saying as he writes to the Colossians when he tells them this is like, you don't need those other gods anymore. Those gods that you depended on, that you relied on for wealth, if you wanted prosperity, if you wanted relationships, success in your relationships, you don't need those gods anymore. Because the reason why is all you need is you just need one person. You just need Jesus Christ.
保罗告诉哥罗西的信徒说，你们以前崇拜的这些神，你要求财神得到发财，要求爱神得到爱情，这些东西都不需要了，你不需要找他们，你只要需要找到一个人，那个人就是耶稣基督就够了。
And even though Paul himself was a Jew, he tells the Gentile Colossians, you also don't need to be circumcised. You can forget about that.
即使是保罗他本身是犹太人，他说你们就是他即使他是犹太人，他也说哥罗西的信徒，你们不需要得到受割礼，你们就有救恩的。
The surrounding message was if you are circumcised, you're part of the family. Paul says no.What makes you a part of the family is if your heart is circumcised. That makes you a part of the family.
那个犹太人说，你要受割礼才能变成进入神的大家庭。保罗说不是的，不是的，你要受割礼是你心里面的割礼。
Jesus performed a spiritual circumcision, and that's what counts. That's what makes you a part of the family.
耶稣呢做的是一个属灵的割礼。那才是真正有意义的。
Remember some time ago, maybe a month ago, I talked about what it is to be spiritually reborn. To be reborn spiritually, yep. And Paul is saying is, yeah, if you were circumcised, you don't need any of that physical, those traditions that once were, you don't need any of that.
一段时间前我讲到重生，这重生意义就是像保罗说的，你重生了，你就是心里面受了割礼，你不需要人手的割礼。
And the expression of that rebirth, that spiritual rebirth, is what? Is baptism.
这个属灵的重生呢的表现呢就是洗礼。
I look out into your faces. I know many of you are already baptized. I know many of you already have this new heart. Your heart has been circumcised. But I know some of you maybe haven't expressed that yet. You know, in front of the church, you're going like, yeah, this has happened in my heart. I have this new heart. So, September, if any of you have not been baptized and you're like, yeah, that's happened in my heart. I've got a brand new heart. He gave me a new heart. You have an opportunity to go, I want to express that to the rest of the church. I have a new heart.
在座的有许多人已经受了洗礼。 那你们心里面就是有了这个属灵的割礼，那有些人呢，可能来想说，我也想要有这个属灵的割礼，也要想要一个新的心，在我心里面。那我们九月底呢，会有一个洗礼，你们可以在这个洗礼面做属灵的割礼的一个见证。
Right, when you're in the baptismal pool, when you go down into the water, we dip you down into the water, we pull you down in, your old self, that is your old self. All your sinful nature, it is all being laid down, buried, dying with, being buried with Jesus Christ.
刚刚我们这个禁止，当一个人在洗礼的时候被放到水里面那个时候，那他的老我，还有他老我的一些罪性，一切都跟耶稣 一起死掉了，一起埋葬了，就在里面。
It means that you are no longer controlled. You are no longer a slave to your sin nature.
你不再受这些罪的辖制，不再受罪的捆绑。
And then the best part is that when we pull you out, come out of the water, everyone cheers, right? Because you are also raised with Jesus Christ. You are raised with Jesus Christ. That's like new life, brand new life. You are a new person.
当我们把你从水里面抬起来的时候，所有人都欢呼了。这个时候，你就有一个新的生命，你有个新的心，有个新的人。
And I tell you, church, when you have been circumcised in your heart, you will have a new eyes. You will have new eyes to see. You will look at your family, you will look at people, you will look at the world with different eyes.
我要告诉你，弟兄姐妹们，当你们心里面受了这个属灵的割礼的时候呢，之后呢，你会有新的眼睛，你眼睛眼光看出去，你会不一样的。你看到你的家人，看到你的别人，看到朋友，看到这世界是不一样的。
You know, can you go back one slide? Back one slide. Oh, let me forward one slide. There we go. That's the one. I was sent this painting, by Liu Ray, right? He messaged this painting to me with no explanation.
这幅画呢，是一个叫Ray的人画的，没有，就是不知道他主题是什么样子。
And I said, Ray, is this someone snow blowing their driveway? I don't know what this is.
有人在你那个房子旁边丢雪球。
He said, no, it's a painting of me being baptized. It's me being baptized. It's me going into the water, coming out of the water. That's what it is.
他说不是的，是我洗礼的时候，我进去水里面起来的时候的感觉。
Yeah, see, it's for Ray, it's like his baptism, and even more so, his new life in Christ is impressed upon him. Right? It is in him.
对，这是Ray，他起来的时候，这个新的生命就跑到他身上去了。Yeah,
because for Ray and for anyone who is in Christ, you are made whole. You lack nothing. You lack nothing. You might have to say that to yourself this week. You know, I lack nothing.
对，对瑞这个人，还有对每一个人都是，在洗礼之后呢，他会觉得他这个人是已经得到完全了，他不缺任何事情。
You can stop searching, church. You don't have to search anymore.
你不需要再到处寻找。
Because others sometimes define fullness. Some people look for fullness in so many different ways. Some people look for fullness when they look to be made whole. They look for fullness in another person.
有时候呢，我们心里面有有空洞的时候呢，觉得很那个很缺乏的时候，我们会找别人。
For some people, it's looking for a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or sometimes they think if I'm married, if I have a husband or wife, that person will somehow fulfill me.
有时候呢，我们想，哎，我们就去找个男朋友、女朋友。就可以了，或者是说，你结婚了，你想说你的丈夫或者你的妻子会满足你。
And of course, being married, I can tell you that it does. Being married does bring joy. There's joy. There's in marriage. There's a compliment. There's a compliment. I'm complimented, and hopefully I compliment Sarah.
在婚姻里面是婚姻可以带来喜乐，在婚姻里面也可以互补。我跟我的太太 Sarah 就是这样子。
But I've been married for 18 years now, almost. And if you were to ask Sarah, does Brady make you whole? I can tell you, she's not in here, so we can't ask her outright, but she would say, he does not make me whole. He does not make me whole, right? You're not going to find it in a person. A person will give you joy.And it's great. It's supposed to reflect this relation. It's a picture. Marriage is supposed to be a picture of Christ in the church. It's joy, but it's not Christ. It's not Jesus.
所以你们我跟Sarah 结婚快18年了。那如果你们问Sarah 说，你觉得 Brady 是让你觉得很满足，完全的满足？那 Sarah 呢？会说，不是的，他不让我全部满足。那，
To search for fullness in anything else other than Christ, whether it's academic achievement or upward mobility in your vocation, it has some fulfillment. It fulfills it to some degree, but it will never. You can keep going, but it will never completely, fully.Bring to you like the wholeness that Jesus Christ does.
如果你在外面找这个满足，找个东西让你满足，你看看在学术界，你希望能够很有成就，或者在公司里面，在你的职场里面，你非常非常有表现，这些东西呢都不会让你得到完全的满足，你会有一些喜乐，但是不会有完全的满足。
Okay, let's look at three things that God has accomplished in Christ.
那我们先来看看，三样事情神呢在耶稣基督里面成就了。
Verse 13, you were dead because of your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross.In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross.
十三节，你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上，即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，明显的给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
Okay, first thing that God accomplished through Christ is that He made us alive with Christ. He made us alive with Christ.
神呢成就的第一件事情就是他让我们活过来了。
It's reported that once upon a time when men were released, a man was released from prison to go down to make the long, long walk.To be executed, the guards would yell, "Dead man walking, dead man walking."
就想想，有一些死囚犯呢，要被执行死刑的时候，他们就走一条很长的长廊。那些警卫呢，就说这个是死人在走路。
And that's exactly what that inmate was. He was a man who was walking, but he was pretty much already dead.
是真正就像死人在走路，因为这个人虽然在走，但是他已经要死了。
And spiritually, that's how we are. That's how we once were without Jesus Christ.
在属灵上面呢，我们也是这样子。在没有认识耶稣之前呢，我们是一个 是一个走路的人，但是一个是走路的死人。
Before you and I knew Jesus, we were objects. The Bible says that we were objects of God's wrath.
在我们认识基督之前呢，神说，圣经说，我们是神愤怒的对象。
Condemned to an eternal spiritual death, we were dead.
定罪在属灵上面要永远死亡，我们是要死的。
But Paul reminds the Colossians, when you place your trust in His power, the one who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, you were made alive. You were made alive. You were given life with Christ.
保罗说，当你把你的信心放在这个耶稣上面的时候，神呢就让你活过来。
I have no idea what it feels like, but I imagine it's similar to when an inmate finds out. Even hours before they're executed, they find out that their execution has been stayed, or reversed, or delayed. You are hours away from being executed, and you're like, nope, you no longer are on death row, or you no longer are going to be executed.
这个呢，这个感觉呢，就想，就是说，像看看这个，他刚刚讲的这个死囚要被执行，就像他在被执行死刑的几个小时前或几分钟前，突然间呢，这个判决呢被翻转了，或者是被拖延了，就所以他不需要被执行死刑。
In Christ, we have been forgiven, and there's a reversal, a complete reversal of our condemnation.
在基督里面。我们也是一样，我们得到一个判决翻转的一个判决。
The second thing God has accomplished in Christ is that the written record that was against us, He canceled it. He canceled it.
第二件事情，神在基督里面成就的，就是我们这些以前的记录，在我们犯罪的记录呢，全部被清洗掉了。
Many times when a death row inmate is about to be executed, what they experience is the word comes to them that there's been a stay of their execution.
I'm sorry.
A stay of execution. It's a delay. It's a pause in their execution. They're not, for at least that day or for a short period of time, they will not be executed.
这有时候那个要将要执行死刑的一个囚犯呢，有时候会达到暂停执行，这可能是一段时间。
But usually it doesn't last long. Usually it's because they have a stay of their execution or a delay in their execution because of a small legal technicality. You're like, yeah, you're not going to be executed today. And so oftentimes they'll make appeals, maybe a couple more months, but eventually they're executed.
但是这些这个暂停呢，这是时间是有限的。有时候呢，这个是因为一些技术性上的小问题，那就是一暂停执行死刑，那这些囚犯呢，可以去上诉。但是通常呢，一段时间之后，那个死刑还要执行的。
But in our case, church, in our case, what has happened is it's not only has the execution been stopped, but the record.That's on file with God has been like canceled.
但是呢，对我们这些我们这弟兄姐妹们呢，我们的相信耶稣，我们的死刑不是暂停执行，而是所有以前那些犯罪的这些控告的记录全部被取消洗净了。
More accurately, what happens is that God takes that record and He removes it from us, and then He pins it on Jesus.
更正确的讲，是我们这些就是判决的这些犯罪的记录呢，神把它拿过来，就钉在这个耶稣身上了。
And so instead of us being on death row and us being executed, He places Jesus on death row, and Jesus is executed in our place.
所以呢，是我们呢是免除了我们的死刑，但是呢。神把这个死刑呢，就放到耶稣身上，耶稣替代我们受了死刑。
Maybe some of you have heard the very famous story of Maximilian Kolbe. Maybe you can go to the next slide if you would. Could you advance the slide one more? One more. Yep. Maximilian Kolbe.
你们也许听过个很有名的故事，这一个人名叫Maximilian Kolbe.
Maximilian Kolbe was a Polish Franciscan friar who was in the Auschwitz concentration camp during World War II.
这个克尔伯呢，他在二次大战的时候，他是一个波兰的一个就是法兰西斯的一个宗派的一个教士。他呢二次大战的时候被关在一个德国的集中营里面。
One morning during his time at the camp, it was discovered that one inmate at the concentration camp had escaped.
有一天早上，有一个在集中营里面的一个人呢逃出去了。
When the Nazis found out that one has escaped, they lined everyone up and ordered that 10 men be randomly selected for death.
那时候德国纳粹的管理呢是要是有一个人逃跑的话，那他就把这些关的人呢放在一起，随机抽十个人要处决。
So picture it in your mind, there's men standing in rows and a Nazi officer would just randomly go through and pick different men to be executed as part of this one person who's escaped.
就想想这个图像，那时候那些集中营里面的囚犯呢，站在那边，那德国军官呢就随机要抓十个人出来，马上去处决。
They came to a man named Franciszek Gajonicek, and they selected him.
那时候呢，一个人叫 Franciszek， 他被抽出来了。
And as he was selected, he began to sob and he began to say, "You know, my wife and my children, I will never see them again."
他被抓出来的时候，他马上就哭了。他说他有太太，他有小孩，但是我再也见不到他们了。
People are not quite sure exactly. Some records vary what Maximilian Kolbe said, but.It is reported that he stepped forward and he said, "You know, I'm a Catholic Polish I'm a priest from Poland, and I would like to take his place because I don't have any children. I don't have a wife, and I don't have any children."
虽然所有的记载不是非常一致或准确，但是呢，科尔伯这个人他站出来，他说：“我是一个波兰人，我是一个天主教的教士，牧师神父。”我愿意出来受死，因为我没有孩子。
And so much to everyone's surprise, because oftentimes they wouldn't honor those requests, they told him, Franciszek Gajonicek, to stand back in line, and they accepted his offer. They accepted Maximilian's offer.
有时候呢，纳粹人不会接受这样子替换，但是那一天呢，他让这个原来的人退下去，让科尔伯站上来。
And Franciszek survived the concentration camp and went on to live a full life.
这个Franciszek 他后来出了集中营，继续活了五十四年。
Yeah, his name is hard to say in English as well as in Chinese. I can't even read his Polish name. I mean, he died in 1995. 54 years. He has 54 years of life. 54 years after Maximilian stepped forward. Maximilian was starved to death. That's how they executed him. They put those 10 men, they put him in a room and they basically let him die of starvation.
这个 Kolbe 这个人呢，他是跟其他十个人是关起来被饿死的。那这个Franciszek 这个人呢，1995年呢死掉的时候，他多活了54年。
And that's the picture it is with us. That's the same picture. It's like instead of us being condemned, instead of us, it's like Jesus steps forward and he says, "No, you know what? I'll take it. I'll take the execution. I'll take your execution."
就是同样的，就像这个事情一样，我们要被执行死刑，但是耶稣站出来说，我愿意，我要替他受刑，受这个死刑。
Okay, last thing that God has accomplished in Christ. One last thing. Having disarmed the spiritual powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them. Okay.
这个第三件事情，神成就的事情，就是 将执政掌权的如来明显的给众人看。
The last thing that's described in verse 15 is something that's actually happening behind the scenes when Christ was on the cross.
最后一件事情 是说我们表面上看不到，是在后面 神的作为。
Something that was happening on the cross.Something was happening on the cross that was not visible at the time. You know, there's the earthly realm, things that we can see, but there was an invisible realm that's happening. And what Paul is describing to the church, he's saying there was an invisible victory that was happening that we could not see.
我们看到这个十字架，那时候呢，就在耶稣的那时候呢，十字架后面有很大的征战，我们看到的跟神在后面做的。
I imagine on that day when Christ was on the cross, the evil one, the devil was like, I got him. This is the end. I've got humanity in my grasp. I have got him.
在耶稣被钉死的那一天，这个恶者魔鬼就很高兴说，呀，我赢了，我已经抓到这个我把这个整个人类呢命运抓到了。
I'm sure that he had thought that he had beaten Jesus, but God had turned.The evil one's plan upside down.
那一天呢，他认为魔鬼呢认为他已经把耶稣击败了，但是呢，神呢把这个魔鬼的计划呢从就翻转过来。
God allowed Christ to be crucified for us. It was in the plan long ago, long ago.
神呢一直就有个计划，耶稣呢是要被钉在十字架上面。
So church, when we think about what Christ has done for us.All the things that the culture offer us, all the philosophy, the offerings that our culture offers us, it just kind of fades away. It's really nothing. It's really nothing in comparison.
所以呢，你们弟兄姐妹们，看看神的作为，就想到这个世界上的文化，还有这些哲学，空洞的哲学，还有这些其他的言论什么的，这些比起神的作为呢，也不足为道。
And the response for us, the response for us is, when we think back, when we look back at like, who we once were, how we were once objects of God's wrath, and when we think back, man, when we think about the freedom, maybe you can not even think about on a theological level, but when you think back to your lives before you knew Jesus Christ, where you once were, how lost you once were, and now how you've been found, maybe it's like, now you can offer a life of, a response would be like, just thanksgiving.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹们，想想我们的要怎么样回应，想想以前我们应该面对神的愤怒。但是今天呢，我们想想神的作为，我们只能充满的感恩。
Let's stand for our last song of worship, giving thanks to the Lord.